Welcome to Minority Landlords Podcast, your manual to financial freedom. Are you looking to escape the 9-to-5 rat race? Do you want to earn passive income while building generational wealth for you and your family and don't know how to get started? Well, you're at the right place. Here at Minority Landlords, we're here to help educate minorities about real estate investing. And now your host, Pepe Amoti.
Hey everyone, it's host Pepe with the 37th episode of Minority Landlords Podcast. I'm psyched for today's episode because I'll be talking about the biggest incentive that most of y'all are in real estate for, and that's to one day quit your W-2 job and either focus full-time in real estate investing or just find yourself in a beach somewhere in Hawaii or Florida, Miami, whatever, just chilling and enjoying the fruit of your labor. Like I've said before, this is definitely doable. And quite frankly, you do not need a lot of units in order to be able to achieve financial freedom through real estate and eventually leave your W-2 so that you can either focus full time in real estate or do whatever it is that your heart desires. And today I'll give you all some tips and things to consider before you take that leap of faith and leave your W-2 job or whatever under the table job, any kind of job that you do that is not real estate related. This is really going to vary from person to person, obviously, since we are all in different situations. We all have different spending habits. All of our budgets are different. We all have different bills. Our family dynamics are different. Some of us are single. Some people are married and whatnot. But I felt like giving some tips to consider before jumping and quitting your job. And some of these tips are pretty much general, and you all can cater it to yourselves however way that you find that fits. Number one, first thing to do is start by going through your finances and figure out how much money exactly do you need in order to live freely without having to worry about money. Don't just have enough to pay your bills, absolutely not. But rather make sure that you have enough to somewhat live comfortably. The way I personally look at it is, remember, your job, if you make $50,000 a year, you're probably taking home somewhere around $39,000 or $40,000 a year. This number is based in Massachusetts, where I reside, since with a $50,000 salary, your average tax rate will hover at around 21% and your marginal tax rate will hover at around 25.5%, somewhere around there. So the way I look at it is, if you are making $50,000 at your job and now you make $50,000 in real estate after all your expenses, then that makes sense in my head, because then I'm factoring the fact that the additional $10,000 or whatever that you are making, that would go to paying for health insurance, since now with the lack of W-2, you will have to somewhat come up with that insurance cost out of pocket. Does that make sense? So just a heads up, I wouldn't recommend quitting your job after buying your first or second duplex or those small projects. No, absolutely not. Reason why is because the more time you actually keep your W-2, the more money you will have to be able to invest in real estate and grow your portfolio. But if you feel like whatever couple of units is good enough for your financial situation, maybe you're just a single person, you don't need that much money to sustain your lifestyle, then absolutely just do whatever it is that makes sense to you. Like I said, this is very dependent person to person. The second tip I would give someone that's thinking of quitting their W-2 job and only rely on rental income is, I would say, before quitting, take at least 6 months to a year and just simply live off of a rental income while you're still working at your W-2 job. That will help you understand the reality that's yet to come, and for you to determine whether or not it's the right time and the right decision to make to quit your W-2 job because you don't want to quit and then having to go back and whatnot and all those things, right? Does that make sense? The third tip I have for y'all is to make sure that all your personal debts are paid as much as possible. That will help you cut down unnecessary expenses. So make sure all your credit cards are paid off, student loans, or all those debts that are usually lingering around. Make sure that you try to cut them, either pay them all off or at least pay majority of them. The fourth and last tip I have for y'all is to make sure that by not having your W-2 job, you are not ruining your chances of acquiring properties in the future. As we know, it's harder to obtain a mortgage without having a W-2 job. So make sure you cover your bases on that. Also, I suggest to make sure that before you quit your W-2 job, your existing real estate can actually buy you a property or two a year if your goal is to keep buying. But if your goal is to just live off your existing portfolio without adding more, then you should be good to go. Anyways, I hope that helped give you all a hint on what to consider before throwing the towel on your job. My recommendation would be, if you're a newbie with just a couple units and do not absolutely despise your W-2 job and it's not sucking the life out of you, then it might be a good idea to stick around with it just a little longer so that you have that extra cash to buy more properties. Like I said, it's much easier to obtain mortgage if you have a W-2 job. However, if your job is sucking the life out of you and you are making decent amount of money off your rentals and you would like to go full-time in real estate or change career path and whatnot, then I would definitely recommend that. Overall, as you can see, the beauty of real estate is that you have options. It provides us with so many different options. You don't have to stick to your sucky job if you don't want to, and you can stick to it if you want to. Right. So both should work out just as fine if you play your games right. All right, folks, until next time, stay hungry.
Thank you for listening to Minority Landlords Podcast. Please like and subscribe and leave us a rating on iTunes so that we can reach as many people as possible. We will appreciate it if you tell your friends and family, too, about the podcast. Also visit us at MinorityLandlords.com.